BBC Radio 3. Time for me, Petroc Trelawney, to bid you a very good evening. I'll be back tomorrow night live at the Barbican in London to introduce the BBC Symphony Orchestra performing music by Elgar and Delius. Hope you can join me live at 7 o'clock. Right now on Radio 3, it's 11:15 and it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
When All the Love Was There, by that sunny child of a Virginia commune, Devon Sproul. It's from her Live in London CD, on which she was joined by her husband, Paul Careri. As she has written in a song, I asked God for a good man, but I forgot to say, I want to see him every day. As she said after the tour, it just kind of made sense for him to come on the road, and we ended up having a hell of a good time. He liked to tell people that he got to sleep with the boss. Well, I guess it just depends who you're working for, really. Welcome to Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'm here to tell you that absence does indeed make the heart grow fonder. In a moment, you'll hear Yemeni oud player Hassan Al-Zabida sing Lesh Degwib, with a chorus which goes, "Why are you absent, my darling? I will follow you wherever you are, even to the town of Sheikh Otman." But first, let's address the question, where are they now? It's a song from For the Ghosts Within, the new CD which brings Robert Wyatt together with firebrand saxophonist and clarinetist Gilad Atzmon and violinist and string arranger Roz Stephen. On this track, they're also joined by Palestinian hip-hop diva Shadia Mansour and Haboud Hashem.
تنظيف عرقي قبل او بعد حضر الارض ملكي اعطيني كلمه واحده اشرح الموضوع اللي كان مسموح هلا صار ممنوع ناس بتموت من العطش ناس بتموت من الجوع بس هنا ولا حننسى من هون يوم بنرجع شو الارض اذا ممنوع تزرع شو الشارع اذا ممنوع تقطع شو الهوى اذا ممنوع تتنفس شو الراي اذا ممنوع تتخبس شو الارض اذا ممنوع تزرع شو الشارع اذا ممنوع تقطع شو الهوى اذا ممنوع تتنفس شو الراي اذا ممنوع تتخبس ايوه هيك شو كتير
Thank you. Galeas las mis galeas, no las puedo soportar, amar, no las puedo soportar. Poco pan, mucho trabajo, con palos sin dormir,
Univitas Ensemble performing Galeas, Mis Galeas, a traditional Sephardic romance from Andalusia, back in the days before the Spanish monarchy in the form of Ferdinand and Isabella conquered the Moorish kingdom of Andalusia and exiled all the Moors and Jews who refused to become Catholic. But it's not just the Spanish Inquisition you have to look out for in this life, as Brooklyn folk rock visionaries Grizzly Bear point out in this next tune, Alligator, on which they are joined by Beirut and Dirty Projectors.
Thank you. come for the roar camera. Rumble, rumble for the camera. Green rumble, the catapult camera. And we had a dab for Catalyst. Cadillum, Catalyst, Cobra, Kingsley. Comatose, Cormac, Chloroform, Blue Hut. Kerosene, the fan, with cassette deck. Color coordinated, cowboy, catchphrase. Kill a rock, got Valeric and my gold kill. Camouflage cash, crystal canary in the coal mine. And a cortex capital kaleidoscope. Like a concrete cactus cracking in the cardboard coliseum. Coliseum.
Fresh Hex, on which producer, keyboard player and analogue gadget wizard Tobacco outstandingly cuts up a vocal contribution from the great Beck to cast a fizzing, spiky spell. Before that, with a nod to Ennio Morricone and copious female vocal chorus inserts, the all-singing, all-dancing title music to the 1963 Bollywood movie Bluff Master, composed and produced by Kalyanji and Anandji Virji Shah, sometimes known as the Bollywood Brothers. And now, our final piece of Stockhausen in the night for this week. This is the Sehr Langsam Liaison Chromatique section of Mantra, composed in 1970. On this recording, Xenia Pestova and Pascal Meyer are the pianist, and Jan Panis is the electronics meister. Thank you.
Vergine bella piena di tutto l'amore, cui fessi in voi la gloria come dolce Cristo. Sospiri si ti mando con il mio cuore, che tu l'amor mi facci stare bene. Voi che vivete col carnale amore, cattivi che dormite in amore, non conoscete Dio nostro Signore, voi che dolce sopra dolcior potente. Madre de Cristo piena di miscelenzia, in voi è solazzo, gioi e sapienza, per pietà ci dona conoscenza, che sempre te così alla nostra mente.
The Only Vitas Ensemble played Farmi Canto l'Amor di la Beata. Why should the devil have all the best tunes? The greater the use of well-known melodies, the more successfully the church got its message over. So that was a strange mutation of 13th century love song into devotional song for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Before that, Maya Machtenberg's male choir sang Arashas Fosenu. When Gertrude Berg, star of the hit radio show The Goldbergs, wanted mainstream listeners to hear what a real Jewish choir sounded like in 1933, she chose that Machtenberg choir, and you could hear why. From Machtenberg to MacGregor. Here's Joanna MacGregor performing Contrapuntus 8 from Bach's Art of the Fugue.
Thank you.
Ethiopia, our final track from Sun Ra and his Myth Science Orchestra for this week. More in the future, I guarantee. It's from his 1958 album Nubians of Plutonia, and it saw our heroes heading for looser, more rhythmic territory. In a moment, Jesus gonna be here. An impassioned forecast from Tom Waits from his 1992 album Bone Machine. But while we're waiting, here's the hard-drinking, firebrand clarinetist who led the first Yiddish music revival in the 1920s in the USA, Natfule Brandwein. He brought his licks and his clarinet over from his shtetl in Poland in 1908, but this was recorded in New York City in 1924. Dir Heisa, the Tatar Dance.
Thank you.
The third movement from H.I.F. Bieber's Mystery Sonata No. 10, Crucifixion, performed by Maya Homburger on violin and Barry Guy on bass. In a moment, Shorty Petterstein will be amongst us with his History of Jazz, recorded in 1958. So, like jazz, it was a work in progress. But first, Jalamán, the fruit of the Andalusian school of music that the Moors took with them to the Maghreb, to North Africa, when they were expelled from Spain in 1492, played by the Oni Vitars Ensemble.
Tonight, I'm going to give you a history of jazz. And I got playing around me right now and the orchestra of the world. He's got everybody. He's got Louis. He's got Dizzy. He's got Bud Freeman. He got Baby Dodd. He got Liberace. He got just about everyone. I mean, when these guys blow, they're thinking weird things. I mean, sometimes they blow and, man, you think it's a foghorn or something crazy like that. Because they're thinking, when they're playing soft, they're thinking about when they're going to play loud. Conversely, when they're playing loud, they're thinking about how it sounds when they play soft. So you listen quiet-like, and I'm going to listen quiet-like. We're going to learn all about the history of jazz. It all started one day with two brothers, Baby and Johnny Dodds. Down there in southern Kentucky, someplace like that, they run into a boy named Benny Goodman. It's Louie and Dizzy, Baby and Johnny, and Benny Goodman, Rosemary Clooney. They start to send telegram back and forth. I don't know what happened. But they got together, and all of a sudden, it was all happening at once. That's the history of jazz.
I pounded on a farmhouse looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I'd come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. When out comes a farmer, he must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying, I dig farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, 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 I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Then in comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of the Dolce Vita. Amelia tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice, pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Well, by the dirt beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said it kinda sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bed for you underneath the stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now. That you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cows. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Well, I couldn't leave unless the old man chased me out, 'cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cows. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard.
Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the stairs saying, "What's that I heard you say?" I said, "Ah, like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right." Then I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten Dr. Commie Rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crash through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, "Come back," and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomping, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
Bob Dylan, rhyming jerkin with Tony Perkins. I wonder if everyone's forgotten how funny he really was. But there he was with Motorpsycho Nightmare, road movie into psycho. From another side of Bob Dylan, his final solo album, and it's much overlooked and worth buying. But now, here's a work for trio, Bach Reloaded. It grew out of cellist Jenny Malloy's personal response to some of Bach's pieces for solo instruments and the journeys she took whilst learning to play them. Here's the prelude in Piazzolla Tango. Inspired by Bach's Partita No. 2 for solo violin and the second suite for solo cello, and presumably also by the work of Piazzolla.
Thank you.
Jenny Malloy with the Prelude and Piazzolla Tango from the CD Bach Reloaded. And now it's time to listen to a seventh-generation cantor with a sense of humour and a background in both Yiddish theatre and the synagogue. Here he sings Hasidic in America with his first wife, Florence Weiss.
Thank you.
Our final track from Nigeria, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the country. That was Ifeani Ediokwedi and his Maimore's dance band. Before that, a work that sounded both like a relic of the past and an echo of the future, Remembered by John Weller from his album The Hole. I'm Max Reinhardt, and the glass is oh so close to empty for Late Junction for tonight and indeed for this week. So, a big thank you to my producer, Andy King, and to you for listening. Fiona Torkington is in the chair once again for the next fortnight with all kinds of sonic charms, and I'll be back once more at the end of this month. But I'm going to leave you with At Last I'm Free from Robert Wyatt, Gilad Atzmon and Ros Stephen. But first, Coffee Time with Carmen McRae and the Andre Previn Trio. Good night.
Coffee time, my dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's listen to some jazz and rhyme and have a cup of coffee. Let me show a little coffee house I know, where all the new bohemians go to have a cup of coffee. Greeting time, the music box is beating time. It's good old-fashioned meeting time, so grab a chair and dig me there, for that's just the place that I'm at. Coffee time, my dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's sing this silly little rhyme and have a cup of coffee. and dig me there. For that's just the place that I'm at coffee time. My dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's sing this silly little rhyme and have a cup of coffee. And have a cup of coffee. It's coffee time.
This is BBC Radio 3, and I'm John Shea with Music Through the Night. Thank you for your company, and in the next couple of hours I can promise you Mozart's Flute and Harp Concerto, Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, and some variations for brass band by Ralph Vaughan Williams. To Norway for this first hour, where Stavanger shared the honours as one of 2008's European Capitals of Culture alongside Liverpool. A string quartet from the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra gave this all-Beethoven recital in March, which began with number 3 of the Opus 18 quartets. It's the most lyrical and easygoing of the set, with a typical Beethovenian beginning that tries hard not to sound like one.
Thank you.
Some unusual pre-echoes of the Mexican hat dance in the finale of Beethoven's Quartet in D, Opus 18, No. 3. This string quartet from the Stavanger Symphony Orchestra is led by Florian Kellerhals. Beethoven's Opus 74 Quartet is next, written in 1809, the same year as those other E-flat works, the Emperor Concerto and the piano sonata known as Les Adieux. Napoleon's forces were besieging Vienna, and with the economy shot to ribbons, the money that the composer was getting from his patrons was worth very little. But Prince Lobkowitz continued to support him, and Beethoven dedicated this work to the prince. It's known as the Harp Quartet, from the pizzicato effects in the opening movement.